Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with German-born, New York City-based jazz bassist and composer Jacob Dreyer. We spent some time talking about his new 2022 CD, Songs, Hymns, and Ballads, Volume 1, on the Fresh Sound Talent label. In Germany as a kid, he started playing piano when he was 4. He received classical training as a piano player until he switched to bass at the age of 13. His esteemed teachers included the likes of John Patitucci. He made it to America, and he has been in the mecca of jazz in New York, playing at places like Carnegie Hall, the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and many more joints. Enjoy this interview.
Thanks for taking a minute out today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. So before we get into your new album, Songs, Hymns, and Ballads, Volume 1, I'm curious, you know, this was really hard. The pandemic was hard on the world of musicians. And I'm curious, how did you do during that two-year period?
Actually, yeah, I composed a lot, and I did some teaching. So for me, yeah, I got through it pretty well. I mean,
was this album a result of that? Did you make this over the pandemic?
Yeah, basically I did. But most of the songs, or a lot of the songs, I already composed like a while ago, and then I just, yeah, I put it all together, and yeah, and then I did the recording and everything.
Talk to me a little bit about this new album. How did you put this album together from, you know, a creative standpoint, and how does it feel for it to come out now that, you know, there's more live shows and we're coming out of the pandemic?
I mean, it feels pretty good that it's released now, and it was a, I had these songs for a long time, and or a lot of them, and I was working on it for a long time, and it felt good to make the recording.
So you're originally from Germany, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about how you got into music and how you picked the bass, just kind of what your childhood was like.
I started playing the piano, and then later I switched to other instruments. Like, I started playing guitar and drums, and finally ended up playing the bass.
So who were some early influences, musicians that you listened to that really kind of influenced you and motivated you?
I really liked guitar players like blues and rock guitar players like Jimi Hendrix. That was a big influence, I guess.
The one thing, too, that's always huge is seeing live music. What was the first live concert that you saw?
I remember seeing Kenny Garrett in Germany at in Hamburg, and it was with Kenny Kirkland, and that was I really remember that. It was a tour from the album, like how's it called, though? Sing a Song of Songs, something like that.
That, you know, what's so weird about this is I just interviewed a saxophonist from New York that lived in the Bay Area for a while, and I asked them their first show, and they saw Kenny Garrett also. So,
that's interesting.
Yeah, it's cool. Like how Kenny is the guy that lit the fire, so to speak.
Yeah, it was Jeff Ten Watts also on the drums. Yeah,
right on. Talk to me a little bit about. So, where exactly are you located now?
I'm now in New York.
Okay.
In New York City.
So did you always have a dream of coming over to America and pursuing your jazz career here in New York?
Yeah, I was always interested in New York and the jazz scene here. It kind of also just happened. Like, I wasn't really planning it, but then it just happened naturally.
What was that period like when you came to New York and you tried to get into the scene and kind of establish your career here? What kind of transition was that?
There was a lot of learning. I had to learn a lot, and then, trying to get to know people and this thing. Yeah, it took me a while, actually.
What was the first place in New York that you played at where you thought, wow, I've achieved my dream of you know, coming over here to New York, which is the mecca of jazz in the world? And what stage was it you played on where you realized, wow, I've arrived?
Oh, I'd say maybe Smalls. That was... And also, I remember playing at the Minton's Playhouse. I feel like it has such a history, so this one also, I thought, was pretty cool. I mean, yeah, imagine that Monk and Charlie Parker and everybody was there.
You've obviously played with a lot of, you know, heavy musicians over time, musicians that have been around for a lot longer than you. What have you learned from the older musicians that you in turn have remembered or that helped you in your career?
Yeah, there are so many things, of course, I learned from them. Maybe one is like, basically that music and life is like pretty much one thing. So you can't just work on music. You also have to work on yourself, basically.
Every day you wake up, you get the chance to be a professional musician. What is it that you like the best about being a professional musician?
I like everything about it. Yeah, I mean, it's the thing that music is the thing that I enjoy the most, I think. Yeah, definitely. So I just enjoy spending time listening to music, like composing, practicing, yeah, everything.
So now that things are opening up, you know, the world's opening up, more live shows are happening, you got a new album out. What are you looking forward to? Like, as we go further into this year, into next year, into kind of hopefully a whole new world, so to speak, now that COVID's kind of not a big factor. I mean, it's still here, but it's not getting everybody locked up in their homes. What are you looking forward to?
I look forward to do some more like touring and live shows, not having to worry so much anymore, and just, yeah, go to places and play. And
so I'm curious, if you could get into a time machine and go back and see any jazz musician play live, who would you like to see? Where would you like to go?
I'd probably go to the New York in the 50s or 60s, I guess. I don't know. I mean, there are, again, a lot of musicians I'd like to see. Maybe Thelonious Monk. I'd like to see him play, maybe.
Why do you love jazz?
That's a good question. I mean, it's the music I'm most interested in and speaks to me the most. And I kind of feel I can express myself like freely in jazz. But also, I mean, I like all kinds of music. Jazz is just special in that way that you have the freedom.
My final question to you is this. Everyone has an idea of who they think you are. Your family, your friends, your fans. But you're the one that's living your life. Who do you think you are?
That's a difficult question, definitely. I feel like I'm still trying to figure that out, actually.
I understand, and that's an answer in itself right there, so for sure. Jacob, hey, thank you for taking time out today to open up about the new album. Good luck with it. Good luck with tours, everything that comes your way. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in Germany, New York City, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Jacob for his time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit neonjazz at youtube.com, and for everything Neon Jazz, all the time, go to theneonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.